Dear Sacred Heart, pierce with a dart hearts that are cold, that are dark, that are lonely. Safe on thy breast, soon may they rest. Bring them in mercy to heavenly peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this is from an old Sacred Heart hymn that we used to sing years ago, and I was thinking of it about the saints that we have today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, for example, is the feast day of the great Ukrainian saint, Saint Josaphat. And when he was a little boy, his mother had a holy picture called an icon, like the Mother of Perpetual Help, only it was of our Lord on the cross, because they don't have statues in that part of the church. They have holy pictures. Well, she was telling him about everything that our Lord suffered on the cross, and she was pointing especially to the wound in our Lord's side made by the soldier when he jabbed the lance in. And as he was talking, as she was talking, he was listening and thinking about how much God loves us and how much we must love our Lord too, who suffered so much for us. And a dart came from our Lord's side right into his own heart. And from then on, for the rest of his life, he loved our Lord tremendously. Well, today is the feast day of Saint Diego, or Didacus, that's his name. And when he was young, it wasn't his mother that helped him to love our Lord so much, although his parents were good people. It was a priest who was in the neighborhood who lived as a hermit. And the two of them eventually lived together and prayed and worked. And to support themselves, they made wooden spoons and wooden plates, and they sold them to people. And it seemed to be a pretty good life, except the Pope said at one point that you shouldn't be hermits anymore, and I want everybody to go to a monastery. And so they were very obedient to the Pope, because he's our common and holy father. And so he went to a Franciscan monastery. And there he was a cook for a while. And then he was sent to a place off of Africa called the Canary Islands, and he thought to himself, maybe I could die as a martyr for Jesus, only that wasn't our Lord's will. Instead, he was so organized and so talented that they made him to be the priest, not the priest, but he was just a brother, the brother in charge of the monastery called the Guardian. And later on, there were thousands of Franciscans that had gone to Rome on pilgrimage for the canonization of a great Franciscan saint, Saint Bonaventure. And a lot of them had gotten sick, and he was in charge of taking care of them. And he organized everything very, very well. And not only that, but he would sometimes take oil from the lamp that burned by a holy picture of Mary, and with the oil he would heal the sick. And when he was dying, he prayed the words of the Good Friday hymn, "Sweet the nails and sweet the wood that bore so sweet a burden, the body of our Lord upon the tree of the cross." And that's how he died, and he went straight to heaven. Pierce with a dart. I don't know if you knew this about a saint that we had last month. She's the big Saint Teresa, Saint Teresa of Avila. But she loved our Lord so much that one time when she was praying a long, long time, that's called having an ecstasy, an angel came with a dart. And this angel pierced her heart with the dart of the love of Almighty God. And it hurt, but at the same time, it was very sweet and very holy, like when the saints receive the wounds of Christ. That's called the stigmata. A good prayer for us to say so that we could love our Lord more, children, would be to our sorrowful Mother Mary to say, we say this during Lent a lot, "Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew of my Savior crucified." But probably one of the best saints, as an example to young people, is a great Polish saint whom we also honored today. Today's the day they found his relics incorrupt. although he actually died on the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven, and his name is St. Stanislaus Kostka. And it was indeed his mother that got him going too when he was very young for the love of God. She would speak to him about Jesus and Mary, and she made a deep impression on his heart. So that the first time he had the use of reason, you know, you have to have the use of reason before you can go to confession, the first time or Holy Communion. The first time he did, the very first thing he did was to consecrate his whole life to our Lord with very great devotion and fervor. Well, it was good that he had that kind of a mother, because his father was very worldly, and so was his older brother, and they tried to get him not to become a priest or anything. They were very cold in their faith. Well, the two of them, he and his brother, were sent to study away at school in a city called Vienna, and there they were taken care of supposedly by a tutor. And this tutor was very wicked and worldly too, and his older brother and the tutor both persecuted young Saint Stanislaus. Why? He wouldn't use bad language. Why? He wouldn't laugh at dirty jokes. Why? He would never say anything bad about anybody. Why? He loved our Lord very much. Whenever he went to school, he made a visit, first of all, to our Lord in the tabernacle, every morning before class. And after lunch, every day, he popped in for another little visit. Sometimes when he went to visit Jesus, his face was glowing like that, beautiful, bright, with the love of our Lord. He got sick, very sick, when he was 16 years old, and he thought he was going to die, and so he asked if the priest could come and bring him the last rites. Only they were staying in the house of a Lutheran, a Protestant, and he didn't want the priest to come, and he said, no, not in my house. So he prayed to St. Barbara. He belonged to a club in honor of St. Barbara, and she's the patron saint of a good death. And so he prayed to St. Barbara, and sure enough, St. Barbara came to him with two angels, and one of the angels had Holy Communion. And he received Holy Communion very devoutly, and then, as he was making his Thanksgiving, that's why you should always make a good Thanksgiving, the Blessed Mother came with the baby Jesus, and she put the baby Jesus like this here, she said, hold him. And he got to hold our Lord in his arms, and then she said, my son, you are going to become a Jesuit. You will please our Lord very much. And then she disappeared. Well, soon after that happened, his older brother was particularly mean to him one day and was beating him up because he wouldn't do bad things. And the teacher, the tutor, he was kind of letting him do that. And he looked at his brother and he said, soon I will leave home and you will never see me again. And sure enough, he ran away from home to become a Jesuit. First he went up north, disguised as a beggar, and then he was sent all the way down south, hundreds of miles, to Rome. And there he became a Jesuit seminarian called a novice. And there he did lots of penances and was extremely holy, and he was on fire with our Lord. He had that dart, children, of the love of God right in his heart. He knew he was going to die. It was summer around the Assumption, so he wrote a letter to the Blessed Mother saying, Blessed Mother, please take me to heaven with you when you go on August the 15th. And so she did. Because if we're pure and holy and we pray for things, our Lord and our Lady would be very happy to give them to us. Children, the love of God is everything. If you don't love God, Mass will be very long, and your prayers, you won't want to say them, and the commandments, you won't want to keep them. We must always pray, first of all, to love God. There are some sad children in this world, and they don't have anyone to help them to love God. And sometimes their parents or teachers even make fun of God and try to get them to commit wicked sins. But how lucky you are. Your parents teach you to love our Lord. So do your teachers and your priests. Today at Mass, when Father comes out and the Holy Mass starts, especially at the consecration, ask the angel, your guardian angel, to pierce your heart with a little tiny dart of the love of God. And how can you keep the love of God in your heart? Easy. one little thing. Every day, you pop in just for a minute. Kneel down, holy water, sign of the cross. Look at Jesus in the tabernacle. Jesus, Mary, I love you. Save souls. Little prayer, that's all you have to say. And then in the afternoon, before you go home, you do the same thing. If you do that every time you come to school, I'm sure you'll grow in the love of God. God bless you. In the name